Hello, everyone, and welcome back to the Double Play Podcast. In today's episode, Ryan and I are going to hand out our awards for the month of May. We're talking Player of the Month, Pitcher of the Month, Rookie of the Month, Surprise of the Month. It's the best episode. You know it. You love it. And let's get right into it.
Hello, everybody, and welcome back to Double Play Baseball. We're back with monthly awards. It's our favorite one. We hope it's yours too. It's June 1st, so that the month of May is officially over. We make Team of the Month. We have Player of the Month coming up soon, Pitcher of the Month, Rookie of the Month, and then Surprise at the end. Jack, why don't we start this off with who is on our Team of the Month?
Yeah, so Team of the Month we make for Instagram, for TikTok, so you can go if you want to see the graphic, but it's going to run through it pretty quickly. At the catcher spot, we had Sean Murphy. It was close between him and Will Smith. Went with Sean Murphy. Freddie Freeman at first, the easy choice. Zach McKinstry from the Detroit Tigers ended up on the team. Who saw that coming? He's at second base. Josh Jung, the third baseman for the Texas Rangers, who are so hot right now. He's at third base. Bo Bichette is our shortstop pick. It was close between him and a couple other players, but Bo Bichette earned it this month. In the outfield, we have Juan Soto, Aaron Judge, Lourdes Gurriel Jr. Soto and Judge were the clear ones. Gurriel Jr. snuck his way on there, had a really good month. The DH was Yordan Alvarez, and we do starting pitcher, relief pitcher. It was Nathan Eovaldi and Camilo Doval.
Yeah, some great names on this list, and then some surprising ones. You mentioned Zach McKinstry, Lourdes Gurriel, who's a solid player, Nathan Eovaldi, just to name some of these few. But it was a great month for these guys, and one thing that if you follow us on Instagram, you'd already know, but there were no repeat players on this team from our last month, which is kind of surprising. It's only our first month, and on our little graphic, we say like whether they're one time, first time team, our team of the month, second time, whatever. So all these guys, first time on the team of the month this season for us. And, you know, some of these names might surprise you. That's your first time. Yordan, I think he was beat out by Shohei last month. Judge was hurt, so maybe he didn't get enough games, but we're going to talk about him a little bit later. So some big names, some smaller names that you might not recognize on this list, but it was a good month for these guys.
Yeah, I think it was the first time we've ever had a month that had no repeats from the first month. So everyone was a first timer. And then also, I'm pretty sure last year for all the months we did it, there were a couple players that were there in every single month. Yordan might have been one of them. I think Trout was there and Judge was there every single month we did one. But that means that for this season, there's no one that's going to be in every single monther on our team. So it's nice to see a different variety of players. But why don't you get us started off, Ryan? We do the awards. Ryan has already mentioned them. Player of the Month, Pitcher of the Month, Rookie of the Month, Surprise of the Month. The first three we do AL and NL. So Ryan, why don't you start us off? National League Player of the Month.
Freddie Freeman, we mentioned him on our team. He led the National League in WRC Plus with 212 and batting average. He hit 400 in the month. Slugged 722 above a 1,000 OPS, led the National League in WAR as well. He had a great month. He's in the midst of close to a 20-game hit streak right now.
I think it's above.
It's either low 20s or high teens, but, I mean, he's been mashing the ball in that stretch. 28 games in the month, so he played in every single game. I think he's played in every single game this year. So that hit streak is lasted for the majority of the month, and if you take out that sample size, it's his batting average above 400. So he's been absolutely dominating. It's great to see, and something that, you know, it's been Acuna for so long leading this MVP race, but I think it's Freddie now.
Yeah, I Freddie was one of the players that I was like so close to picking for MVP preseason, but I was like a first baseman 2 years in a row. I don't really know how that's gonna go, and it's so clear that like, he's nowhere near the end of his career, and no matter what, he's going to be the biggest contributor on any team he plays for. It was the Braves, now it's the Dodgers, and he's still really killing it. You mentioned it, 400 average. That's insane for an entire month, and you normally think of Freddie Freeman as a contact hitter, but hit six home runs, had 26 runs batted in, 722 slug, was right up there near the top of the National League. I mean, Jorge Soler hit like 12 home runs, so I don't think that Freddie Freeman led the National League, but it was a fantastic month for him. And I think you're right now, you probably got Freddie Freeman at the top of the MVP race. Acuna's got the flash and the position that might help him out, but Freddie Freeman and Ronald Acuna Jr., those are two players that it's going to be a fun MVP race if it comes down to those two. And Freddie Freeman had an insane month. He was, for me, also my player of the month, and it really wasn't close. I didn't even consider anyone else outside of maybe Juan Soto, who maybe some other months comes with it, but Freddie Freeman was way on top for me.
Yeah, and going into last season, that's kind of, the Braves didn't pick him. They chose Matt Olson over him because of the long-term value. And like you said, it doesn't look like he's really slowing down. I mean, the power is there, 6 home runs, but even when he's not hitting home runs, he's leading the majors in doubles right now. So he's kind of just a doubles machine. He hits the ball into the gap, and he's kind of got a swing that is going to do well with age because he doesn't rely on the home run ball. He's a bat-to-ball guy, and if he can keep putting balls in gaps, he's going to keep getting these easy stand-up doubles, which kind of won't go away with age. So he was incredible this month for the American League, the guy who won the AL MVP last year, and guy we need to talk about kind of in that discussion for maybe best player in baseball and potentially overtaking Trout, or I would say yes, but that's a discussion for a different day. It's Aaron Judge. He hit .342 in the month, 12 bombs, and a .253 WRC plus. And that's kind of what I wanted to highlight when talking about Judge, because second place was Anthony Santander. He led him by 62 points. Santander was in like the 190s. That's a wonderful month. That's an amazing month. But Judge led him by 62 points with a .253 WRC plus. I think he's leading for AL MVP.
Yeah, I think definitely a possibility. The funniest thing to me is he only played 21 games and still led the AL in WAR by 0.4. He had two WAR, and you mentioned the WRC plus. We talked about Freddie Freeman hitting .400. Judge only hit .342, and I know that's only .342. Still had a higher on base percentage than Freddie Freeman did, and Freddie hit 60 points higher than him in batting average. I mean, you're talking a batting average to on base percentage jump for Aaron Judge of 132 points with 12 home runs, with the WRC plus, with the value he brings in the outfield. There's no question that right now the most dangerous player in baseball is Aaron Judge. Best player is a really hard conversation, because you show me Aaron Judge's pitching stats and then it's that's why the conversation gets kind of hard when you're comparing him and Otani. Value is different as well. But Aaron Judge right now, he's the best hitter in the game. I'll give you that much. And it's really not close right now.
Yeah, I mean, that's kind of something we thought was maybe unthinkable for a little bit of him overtaking Trout. And even going into the season, Judge put up a historical season. And in our player rankings, we did top 25 players at the end of the season. We both had him at 3, right behind Judge or Trout and Otani. So kind of, to me at least, unthinkable to see him overtake Trout, because Trout's been doing so amazing for so long. It's kind of, even with one historical season, it's hard to put him over Mike Trout. But now we're looking at two amazing seasons, and you go back and Judge been great for some time now, and so it's very impressive to see.
Yeah, I think we both mentioned that, like, if Judge does this again, we might have to put him above Mike Trout. And you know, because we were like, well, he was healthy for this season. He's been healthy for a little bit, but there's always that nagging bug. Like, is he going to be this good going into next year? Because, I mean, it was even a huge jump for Aaron Judge last season. I mean, he's doing it again. That's just the crazy part. And I don't think there's even, like, there's not even a hitter that's rivaling what he's doing. Like, Yordan Alvarez has been, in most years, like, would be the best hitter in baseball. And he still doesn't even come close to Trout and what Trout or to Judge and what Judge is doing right now. I mean, you talked about a guy that had a 190 WRC plus for an entire month and didn't even come within, like, reaching distance of Aaron Judge. It's pretty wild. He's my American League player of the month too. So it's kind of a boring month, I guess, because we both have the same player for both player of the months, but it's so clear and obvious that these two guys just had ridiculous months that we could not differ in this regard.
And it's almost ridiculous that we are kind of in this conversation too, because I mean, Trout was one of the outfielders of the month last month. He was one of the guys on it last month, and he's still having an amazing season. But to talk about Judge in the way we talk about him now, it tells you just how good Judge has been, kind of soaring above Trout, even though Trout's having an amazing elite season right now. So it's really ridiculous, and we have to enjoy it while it's here.
Yeah, my guess is that next month we will have at least one repeat player on the team of the month. I see no reason that Aaron Judge will not continue to do this for the rest of the season. And even his, like, down months, where maybe he doesn't have a .253 WRC+, maybe he's just in the .185 range, that's still team of the month. That's still, like, in contention for player of the month, even. It's just absolutely insane what he's doing. Let's move on to pitcher of the month, and I want to start it off in the American League because I know we share the same pick. That's Nathan Eovaldi. He was on our team of the month, had to be one of these pitchers of the month for the American League. Nathan Eovaldi of the Texas Rangers, a 0.96 ERA in 37 and two-thirds innings pitched. That's across just five starts. He was third in the American League in innings pitched. Everyone else in the top 16 had six starts, and he was third. He went 8.2 shutty, and then seven CG, and then five. Those are his innings pitch totals across his five starts, and that doesn't even include his complete game shutout of the New York Yankees right at the end of April. Nathan Eovaldi's been on a heater of all heaters, and he was the clear American League pitcher of the month.
For sure, and it's the sparkling front end of the rotation right now. Surprisingly, DeGrom was obviously the headliner of the offseason for the Rangers in the pitching staff or in the whole team. But Eovaldi's been the one who's been the best, and he's eating up innings. He's kind of in the month sample size. He's doing what Sandy did for an entire season last year. He's just going deep into games no matter what. You listed off kind of his game log there, and it's just been ridiculous. And it's against some good teams too, and it's for a Rangers team that kind of has no signs of slowing down. Eovaldi, ridiculous.
Yeah, you lose DeGrom, and then you have a guy like Eovaldi step up. They've had John Gray that has stepped up too. You know, Heaney's been pretty good, I would say, and they're staying healthy. Eovaldi's one of those guys that this offseason I really like the flyer they took on him, because just a couple years removed from being one of the better pitchers in baseball. We know he has the stuff with the fastball, curveball, some of those other pitches that he throws. When you put it together for a month, like Eovaldi can stack up against the best of them, and that's what we saw him do in May. He was ridiculous. You know, he did run into some easy teams like the A's, but he battled it out with the Braves as well. So it wasn't like he was going up against, you know, cupcake teams every single time he went out there. And when you combine depth as well as having an ERA under one, you're going to earn our pitcher of the month.
How about National League? Who you got?
I'm going with a similar player, not to the same degree, but I'm going Logan Webb, who had a 1.3 ERA and 34 and two-thirds innings pitched. He only got to make five starts as well, was scheduled to make six, but had to have his last one pushed back a couple days because of a back issue, but still finished top 10 in the National League in innings pitched. Second best ERA. So you go top 10 in innings, second in ERA. You know, you wish he could have made one more start to make this in a way easy over the top pick, but a 1.3 ERA, it's hard to argue against. He's a ground ball pitcher, but still had an 8.57 strikeout per nine innings. And here's his game log. 7 2/3 innings pitched with two earned runs against the Astros to start off the month. Then after that, he went 7 innings, 7 innings, 6 innings, 7 innings, and never allowed more than one earned run in a start for the rest of the month.
I went with Michael Wacha here, and he listed off an impressive game log, but 6 innings shutout, 6 innings 1 run, 7 innings shutout, 6 innings shutout. And then how is a 7 innings, 2 earned runs against the Yankees sound? That's a pretty good start, right?
That's pretty good. I like 7.2 with 2 earned runs against the Astros, but...
Well, that one was among the best starts. 7 innings, 2 earned runs against the Yankees was Michael Wacha's worst start of the month. He had a 0.84 ERA, only gave up runs in two of his five starts, 32 innings pitch, and a 1.1 WAR, which was 0.1 higher than Logan Webb. So I'm not taking away anything that Webb did. Great month. But I think Wacha, rather... Two W's kind of mixing me up, edges him out here.
Yeah, I was really close. Like, Wacha was my second choice. He was really good down the stretch of the month. The reason I went with Webb was the strikeout numbers, because Wacha doesn't have those quite as much, and then also a little bit more volume. Like, it was really splitting hairs. I went with the guy that struck out more people, threw a little bit more, and the difference between a 0.84 ERA and a 1.3 ERA, not all that big when you're counting down on just five starts. So I had to go with Logan.
Well, to rebuttal here, when I was looking at the stats, you had one more strikeouts per nine and two more innings.
I will take the more strikeouts per nine innings.
I think the 0.5 ERA is enough to take over the small difference in innings and Ks.
It's actually a 0.46 ERA. Also, you picked Max Muncy for National League Player of the Month last month over Ronald Acuña Jr. I let you get away with that, so.
Yeah, I stand by it.
Well, bias is okay sometimes. But Logan Webb actually still deserved National League Pitcher of the Month. I do believe that he deserved it. And the fact that he did get robbed a little bit of making that sixth start by the back issue, I had to go with him.
Let's move on to the rookies. Let's start in the American League because we have the same pick here. A player of the month, and I still don't know how to pronounce his last name, so I kind of just slur it. I go Josh Jung.
You don't need to do it.
I go Josh Jung. So I kind of
pretty good.
I get away with both. So, but he was great in the month. 318. He was our third baseman of the month as well. Six home runs, a 151 WRC plus. Another Ranger on this list who they've been just having a ridiculous month.
Yeah, OPS, I'm trying to do the math here. OPS of 918, 151 WRC plus. I mean, he's just really good in this Rangers offense. I feel like, you know, we talked about them early in the season, and that's why we haven't wanted to like go right back in to like do it too quickly, but they haven't slowed down, and you could argue they're maybe the best offense in baseball. So they've got our unanimous pitcher of the month, and it's not their guy, Jacob DeGrom, and they maybe have the best offense in baseball outside of, like, you could argue the Rays and the Dodgers so far this season, but the Rangers have been absolutely fantastic. This guy, Jung, is a really big part of that. I think right now he's probably the front runner for American League Rookie of the Year, and especially if the Rangers keep up on the tear that they're on, he's right in the middle of that order, and he's just going to keep hitting. Also, though, shout out to Bryce Miller, the starting pitcher for the Seattle Mariners. I wanted to go with him. He had a really bad start his last time out, gave up 8 earned runs to the Yankees, but it was his debut month in the major leagues. So I think that he was close to being picked, so I wanted to at least give him a shout out.
And so I'm going to kind of take a step back and talk about the Rangers a little bit more, because I was going to pick a Ranger for my surprise, just so I could talk about the Rangers a little bit. And it didn't process for me that we have two other Rangers on this list that I can talk about. So, but the Rangers, I've been wrong about them. I'll just say that my roommate Tanner, so shout out Tanner, kind of it's really his first year being into baseball, and he keeps telling me after like a week in the season, Dodgers had a slow start, Rangers had a good week. He's like, Rangers are better than the Dodgers, and I'm like, oh dude, they're so bad, they're not even going to make the playoffs. They just like stop, don't get your hopes up, and here they are, still playing well. They are 18-9 in the month. And still atop the AL West. They have the most runs in baseball. I don't know if they have the best run differential. That might be the Rays, but they have the most runs. So when you talk about best offenses, they put up runs, and so they might be up there with best offense this month. And they've just been playing amazing. Team, I was wrong about, and kind of doubled down a little bit to kind of you know, just to say like, oh, talk whatever. But they've been playing well.
Yeah, I was going back through our Instagram, and there was right after DeGrom signed, we did a podcast, and I don't remember my exact quote, but it was something along the lines of like, they're really going to be contending for a playoff spot in year one with DeGrom. And the funny thing is they're competing for a playoff spot in year one without DeGrom. And so you're going to add DeGrom to this team, and you hope he stays healthy when he comes back. But like, this is a team that we weren't really sure what was going to happen, but we knew that like at some point it was going to click. And if it clicked, they'd be really dangerous. It's clicking, and they still have pieces to add, which is, if you're the Astros, like, are you nervous about the Rangers winning the division come year's end? Like, that would have, I knew that, you know, some of us were high on the Rangers. Some people thought they'd make the playoffs, but no one, and I repeat, just no one had them winning the American League West. It's like actually a real possibility I'm putting my mind to. It like definitely could happen by the end of the year.
Yeah, and I was sort of there with you. I said contending was their ceiling, not like being in. I was like, if DeGrom's a Cy Young candidate, like he has been, and kind of the best pitcher in baseball, I see where they're in. I see a possibility where they're in the playoffs, and that was kind of their ceiling for me. And what was holding me back was some of the end of their lineup was weaker. They had Leody Tavares in the outfield, who I was going to do as my surprise of the month. He had like above a 150, 160, I think, WRC plus in the month. So there was really no holes in that lineup. So I thought ceiling was barely a playoff team and maybe not even, but it's looking like ceiling's a lot higher.
Yeah, my National League Rookie of the Month, probably the oldest rookie in the league right now, that's Kodai Senga of the New York Mets. You know, this was a tough pick. There were other guys I thought about going with. There's maybe guys that I regret taking, or guys that I think were better just over shorter sample sizes. But Kodai Senga, a 2.79 ERA in 29 innings pitched with an 11.79 Ks per nine. That ghost fork is real. It was disgusting yesterday on the last day of the month, which I think is when he really just solidified my pick. Kodai Senga, really good. The 29 innings pitched, not the most. I think you want to see a little bit more volume as he continues to move forward, but I had to go with him just over like kind of the rate basis. I thought he was just really good for the Mets in this month, and they kind of needed him to be because there was, you know, the backslide that they kind of had. They had Scherzer and Verlander coming back, and it was a rocky start for them, but Senga kind of held it down. And I think when you've got guys holding it down, that allows those other guys to realize they have time to build themselves back up. And now you're seeing Scherzer and Verlander twirling it with the best of them.
I went with Corbin Carroll as my rookie of the month and a guy that we shied away from picking for rookie of the year because everyone was on him. I think both of our picks were Jordan Walker. Outstanding us a little bit, but Corbin Carroll has been great. 136 WRC plus and 879 OPS. And kind of where I thought maybe he'd struggle and or maybe not struggle, but would be his downfall a little bit stats wise, where it's the home runs and power numbers. He's got five home runs, and I thought he was going to be like a singles guy who would be able to stretch it into doubles, and that would kind of keep his slug up and then steal some bases. So I thought that's where his value would come from, but he's hitting some for some power. He's got five home runs in the month. He had a good month, and with Outman slipping a lot of it in the month of May, Corbin Carroll could be up there with rookie of the year right now, kind of contenders.
Yeah, I've got to say, like, when we were coming into preseason, I was slightly doubting a little bit. I think Corbin Carroll's a hitter. I think people, like, obviously fell in love with his speed, and who wouldn't? But I was like, is he actually as good a hitter as people think he could be? Or is this just them, like, saying, look at this guy with a lot of talent. He's going to come in and he will hit. And I wasn't exactly sure. He's so confident at the plate, and he's really, really, really good that I think it's, right now, I think he is the favorite for National League Rookie of the Year. I was close to picking him. He was probably my second choice, but I was glad that you picked him so that he got some representation. But he is the hitter that everyone thought he was going to be, and the hitter I kind of doubted that he could be, at least this early on. I've been pretty surprised, and I'm glad to be wrong, that he just shows up and he looks so confident at the plate.
And now let's move on to final award. Who's your surprise of the month?
I'm going with the Oakland Athletics, and it's not for the reason that you think. The A's have surprised me from being worse than I ever could have imagined. And, you know, we were pretty down on the A's. Like, we roasted the A's in our team preview going into the season. I didn't even see this coming. They went 6-23 in May. And that includes two wins in the last 3 days of the month. So if they don't win those games against the Braves, they maybe have four wins in the month. They won one series, had an 11-game losing streak. And the stats, I'm going to read you the stats, and they're just awful. A 208 batting average as a team, a 77 WRC plus, and a league low -0.4 team hitting war. Their entire team combined together for a negative war. They were the only team in the league with that in the negatives. A team 5.54 ERA. That's bottom in the league. A -1.3 team pitching war. So their entire team, I don't know how this works, combined for a -1.7 war when you combine their hitting and pitching. Horrendous. Just about the worst month that you could ever really see from a team. I saw someone say that they might be the worst team that baseball's ever seen. Maybe. Like, they right now are barely on pace to win over 30 games. They, I think, with the loss, I believe they lost yesterday. Correct me if I'm wrong. I had seen that they could have still beaten the MLB single season win record if they had won every single game for the rest of the season. Can't do it anymore. So it's cruddy out in Oakland. I think it's still going to be cruddy out in Vegas because this month also came the announcement that they are going to officially move to Vegas. I just feel bad for A's fans. I feel bad for the players on this team because it might be the worst team baseball's ever seen. I wouldn't be surprised if it is.
They are currently on pace to be the worst 162 game season of all time. There was like the 1884, I want to say, somewhere around then. Cleveland Spiders were worse. In only about 120 games ish. I remember those days.
Yeah.
So they're not going to be they would have to be very bad to be the worst team of all time. But very possible to be the worst 162 game all the time. I said they would lose 120 games in our record prediction, and I think you and my dad doubted me, so I got one.
Even you predicting they could win or could lose 120 games, like, even you probably were surprised that it's this bad.
It is very bad, and it's like 130 games they're on pace to lose right at this point.
Yeah, it sucks for those people that still do follow Oakland A's baseball. We apologize, but it's shocking to me how one team the A's have been good in the past. They've had really good players in the past, and the players that they've traded away are doing really well this year. How one team can just throw it all away and be this horrible and go 6-23 in a month. Had to pick it as my surprise. Didn't feel good, but I had to talk about the A's at some point.
Yeah, and my surprise, I went with a positive one. Yay. I was going to go Leody Tavares, like I said, to talk about the Rangers. So shout out to him. He was my second choice, really. My first choice was Owen Miller for the Brewers. He was a guy, as I'm looking through, who's my player of the month? Who is this position? Blah, blah, blah. He's kind of like a platoon guy, so he kept showing up at like every position when I was looking at who's leading in what positions. He just kept popping up on everything. He didn't really have a lot of at-bats. He played in 23 games, only 86 at-bats, but frankly, he was a liability last year for the Guardians. And in that playoff series against the Rays, when he came, or a lot of those guys, there was what, like two, three runs scored in that entire series or something like that. So he was really a liability last year. Like, he was not good last year. I checked, he had like a 60 maybe OPS plus, and in this month he had a 168 WRC plus, OPS of 995, four home runs. He had a great month, and kind of very surprising to me. He was bad. Like, there's some guys on the list that I would consider that did a little better than that I wasn't expecting to, but those are more breakout picks. Whereas when you look at Owen Miller, he was bad and is now doing good.
Yeah, I'm glad that we gave some recognition to Owen Miller, because I wanted to find a place to put him on the team in the month, but it was like, didn't exactly have enough games at second base, didn't have enough games at third, but also didn't DH a whole ton. So it was really hard to try and find a way to fit him on the list. And I'm glad that he got your surprise of the month. And yeah, he's been really good. He actually was really, really good to start the year in Cleveland last year. I remember when we had our discussion, I ended up saying, like, watch out, this Guardians lineup could be pretty good. Like, they could make a run. And Owen Miller was one of the names I included because he'd been playing pretty well at the beginning of the year. After that, he was terrible. But he's kind of coming back, and maybe he's going to be one of those guys where he signs with a team, different team every offseason, and then has like one really good month of the year, and hopefully he can keep it up this season. But I was glad that we got to show a little love to Owen Miller.
Yeah.
I have a question for you to end out the episode.
Yeah, let's do it.
Is there a player that you want to stake your claim on going into the next month that, like, maybe outside of the Aaron Judges of the world, that you want to stake your claim on, that's like, they're going to be on the team of the month or in the awards next year or next month?
I don't know. Kind of catching me off guard here. Who would you play in? And then I could think about it.
I've been like thinking of some names, but I haven't like had a specific thought. I think I'm gonna go with Will Smith for the Dodgers, because he's come so close to being on the catcher of the month, or being the catcher of the month these last 2 months. He's just gotten beat out by Sean Murphy and Jonah Heim, who were just slightly better. I kind of think that he's gonna go off. The Dodgers, when it came to me picking my player of the month, I think they probably had like three of the top four guys I considered in Freddie, and then Will Smith and Mookie Betts. And I think that Will Smith is due for a real hot month, where my guess is that he will be the catcher on our team of the month, because you never really see the repeats at catcher. Everyone, you know, gets tired at some point. It was Heim the first month, Murphy the second. I'm going to go Will Smith for the third month.
I think Will Smith was second this month, and was he was up there. He was hurt a little bit, I think, in the month, so he might not have been up there. But
he was probably like third. I mean, because I think Sean Murphy had a good first month as well.
Yeah, Will Smith was really good to start the year, and then he got hurt for a little bit, so he was up there. But my pick is a guy who we thought we had in the first month, Wander Franco. I'm gonna pick. I'm taking him. I think he was second in both these months, if I want to say, because I remember last month I accidentally said Bo Bichette, and he was the one this month when I was listing off it. But it was Bogaerts last month. I just checked, and I think Franco was second. And this month, I think Franco was second again. So I'm going to take him.
I think Wander Franco, if I'm not mistaken, I'm going to pull it up right now. I think he's leading the entire league in WAR. Oh, he just got passed up by Freddie Freeman these last couple of days. But yeah, and you know, 138 WRC plus is, I think, what people, like, maybe on the lower side of the high end for Wander Franco. Like, I think he could probably get up to being a 150 over a full season. But people do see him as like a, he's not going to hit 60 home runs, so he's not going to have a huge high WRC plus. But 138 with the kind of defense he plays, really good base running. I mean, he's got 20 stolen bases, which I think is second in the league. But right now he's just under a 300 hitter. The OPS combines out to be, I believe, just above like 850. But a 2.8 WAR, that's second in baseball, tied with Sean Murphy and 0.1 behind Freddie Freeman and Aaron Judge, who's played about 10 less games than both Freddie and Wander, is right there as well at 2.7. So I would assume by the end of the month, next month, it'll be Aaron Judge at the top. But Franco's been at the top of the leaderboard all year, and it's surprising, I think, that he hasn't been on a team of the month for us yet.
Yeah, that's what I'm going to stake my claim on. We'll bookmark this. Come back to, you know, we always come back to what we say, whether it's
got to compete in some way.
But we always come back to it. So check in next month. But this is all we have for the month of May. Excited for the month of June. Baseball is kind of it's fun. It's fun. It means a lot right now.
Yeah, it's kind of creeping up. Like, teams are, this is the breaking point for some teams. Like San Diego, pick it up. Like the Toronto, what are you doing in fourth place? Like, we got to figure out what some of these teams are doing. Like Cleveland, are you bad? Who knows? But we're gonna figure that out. This was a more player specific video that we love to do. And shout out to all the players that won awards. Here's our metaphorical trophy. You guys can have it. But thank you guys so much for tuning into this video. If you're on podcast platforms, thank you for tuning in as well. I've been Jack Smith. I said it right this time. And I've been with my co-host Ryan Donahue. Check out our social media down below. Leave a like, hit the subscribe button, and we'll see you guys next time.